three stars for being the most handsomest and cheekiest member in One Direction. But today, he's now known as a fashion icon and the best rock singer in music. Today, I'm going to be discussing his history and where he is now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. Born on February 1st, 1994, in Redditch, Worcestershire, the son of Ann Cox and finance worker Desmond Des Stiles. When he was a child, he moved with his parents and older sister Gemma to Holmes Chapel, Cheshire. His parents divorced when he was only 7 years old, and his mother later remarried the late Robin Twist, who died of cancer in 2017. He has an older stepbrother named Mike and a stepsister named Amy, the children of Twist. He had a great childhood and was always supported by his parents. As a child, he recorded covers on a karaoke machine he was given by his granddad. The first song he recorded was a cover of Elvis Presley's The Girl of My Best Friend. Stiles attended Holmes Chapel Comprehensive School. While at Holmes Chapel Comprehensive, he was the lead singer of the band White Eskimo, which won a local ballad bands competition. At age 16, he worked part-time at W. Mandeville Bakery in the Holmes Chapel. It wasn't until 2010 he became popular along with the other members of One Direction. They would achieve popularity when they released What Makes You Beautiful in 2011. And then from now on, they released 5 albums, got a whole lot of number ones, and a whole lot of fans all around the world. And they went on 5 successful world tours. But when One Direction hit its end in 2016, he left Miles Management and joined Jeffrey Azoff's Full Stop Management. Styles also launched his own record label, Erskine Records, in May, and signed a recording contract with Columbia Records as a solo artist in June. He co-wrote the song Someday with Megan Trainor for Michael Bublé's album Nobody But Me, released in October. And he also had a history of writing songs for other musical artists as well, such as Ariana Grande. In 2016, recording for Styles' debut album took place in Los Angeles, London, and Port Antonio, Jamaica, where Styles and his collaborators had 2 month writing retreat in the arm. And in that same year, he made a drastic change. That's right, he cut his hair. He got rid of his signature curls that every girl loved. Jeff Basker executive produced the album, and Alex Salibian, Tyler Johnson, and Kid Harpoon served as producers. In March 2017, he announced his debut single, Sign of the Times, will be released on April 7th. The song subsequently peaked at number 1 on the UK singles chart and number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song is a glam rock influenced soft rock power ballad and has frequently drawn comparisons with the work of David Bowie. Rolling Stone ranked it as the best song of 2017. And they were right, it is the best song. His music video features Styles flying and walking on water, which won the Brit Award for British Video of the Year in 2018. In April, he was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live alongside host Jimmy Fallon and made his debut televised solo performance on The Graham Norton Show. His debut album, which was self-titled, was released in May 2017. It debuted in number 1 in several countries, Australia, the UK, and the US. The record was heavily influenced by 1970s soft rock and was described by Vary as a classic cocktail of psychedelia, Britpop, and balladry. The album received generally favorable reviews from critics and was included in several publications' lists of the albums of 2017. Harry Styles yielded 2 more singles, Two Ghosts and Kiwi. The film Harry Styles Behind the Album, which documented the writing and recording process for the album, was also released in May exclusively on Apple Music. He embarked on his first headline concert tour, Harry Styles Live Tour, from September 2017 throughout July of 2018. performing in North and South Americas, Europe, Asia, and Australia. The tour set list includes covers of Fleetwood Mac's The Chain 7-1 Direction songs, as well as previously unreleased material. Let's not forget, he's a very, very good actor. He made his film debut in Dunkirk in July 2017, playing Alex, who is a part of the Dunkirk evacuation in World War II, appearing alongside Fionn Whitehead, Tom Glenn Carney, Jack Loudon, Kenneth Branagh, Cillian Murphy, Mark Rylance, and Tom Hardy. Styles beat out thousands of young men for the part. Nolan later saying that he was unaware of the extent of his fame and that Styles was cast because he fit the part wonderfully and truly earned a seat at the table. The Daily Telegraph film critic Robbie Collard praised Styles for his bright, convicted, and unexpectedly not all jarry performance. In November 2017, BBC One broadcast Harry Styles live at the BBC One Hour Television special hosted by his best friend Nick Grimshaw. At the 2017 ARIA Music Awards, he received the award for Best International Artist, guest hosting The Late Late Show with James Corden in December. Together with Jack Antonoff and Lizzie Juber, Styles co-wrote aptly song Not So Typical Love Song performed by the band The Bleachers for the soundtrack of the film Love, Simon. He also served as an executive producer on the CBS sitcom Happy Together, which premiered in October 2018 and was inspired by his time living with the television producer Brent Winston. In 2018, he began modeling for the Italian fashion house Gucci, appearing in several campaigns for the brand. Yeah, let's just say he is so handsome. You would even want to hate this man. In October 2019, the lead single Lights Up was released from Harry Styles' second album, Fine Line. Debuting third place in the UK, the song features a soft-touch re-entry into the pop slipstream. According to music writer John Carmanica, Styles performed double duty as host of a musical guest on Saturday Night Live in November. The second single preceding Fine Line, Adore You, was released in December, peaking at number 7 in the UK and at number 6 in the US. Styles also once again guest hosted The Late Late Show that month. Fine Line was released on December 13th. The album was recorded at Shangri-La Studio in Malibu, California with the same production team behind Styles' debut album and features a similar sound sonically to Harry Styles, while incorporating additional elements of funk and soul. It received generically positive reviews from critics. It debuted at number 3 in the UK and topped the US charts, breaking the record as the highest sales debut from an English male artist in the US since Nielsen's SoundScan tracking began in 1991. Singer Stevie Nicks called the album Styles Rumors and commented it inspired her to write new music. Rolling Stone ranking at number 491 in their 500 Greatest Albums of All Time list in 2020. Three other singles, Falling, Watermelon Sugar, and Golden, were released from Fine Line. Watermelon Sugar became Styles' fourth UK top 10 single, charting at number 4, as well as his number 1 single in the US, which was his first. In 2020, he was nominated for 2 Brit Awards for British Album of the Year and British Male Solo Artist. A tour to support Fine Line named Love on Tour was scheduled to take place throughout 2020, but it was postponed to next year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In March of this year, he performed an NPR Tiny Desk concert. In July, he narrated a bedtime style titled Dream With Me for the relaxation app Calm. He will star in the upcoming psychological theater film Don't Worry Darling, directed by Olivia Wilde. He is replacing Shia LaBeouf, who departed the film as Jack. Regarding Styles' time in One Direction, AllMusic writer Tim Sandra opined that his charming, elastic vocals had him positioned as the Timberlake of the group. Entertainment Weekly's Leah Greenblatt described her as a dimble, rackish prankster, happy to wear the mantle of class clown. In 2016, he was also featured in Another Man magazine, after which Anna T. Donahue of The Guardian labeled him as an heartthrob who offers something other than token shirtlessness and telegraphs an allegiance to the niche worlds of art and fashion rather than aiming for mainstream notoriety. Billboard's Chris Payne opined that Styles Vi has always screamed rockstar. And that's right. He is a rockstar. Styles described his fashion choices to the Face of 2019, stating, "What's feminine and what's masculine? It's like there are no lines anymore." Tom Lamont on The Guardian said that some of Styles' fashion choices have contributed to an important political discussion about gender fashion. His style has also been known as flamboyant, fashion-forward, and fun. Citing his use of the color pink, Styles quoted English musician and the Clash's bassist Paul Simonon in a Rolling Stone interview, "Pink is the only true rock and roll color." For public appearances, he has incorporated a selection of Saint Laurent, Burberry, and Gucci, appearing in a number of campaigns for the latter. Throughout his time in One Direction, he wore skinny jeans, sheer blouses, floral prints, and flamboyant suits with heel boots. Nicole Saunders of Billboard noted that his fashion had blossomed from a teen-worthy purple Jack Wills hoodies to a carefully executed blend of 70s rock with glamorous magpie feel over the course of the group's 5-year stint. As a solo artist, he opted for candy floss custom pink suits, sequin tops, printed safe flares, and gradually heightening heels. Vanity Fair's Erica Harwood say that Styles went on from boy bear to luxury suit connoisseur in describing his change of style. And Powers of NPR wrote that Styles' personal style would cause the Spice Girls' Thiago parade through pop sartorial heritage, and he does not sacrifice outrageousness the way rock stars like early Bowie or Mick Jagger did, but comforts with fashion's way of telling stories through artful accessories. Styles began wearing sweater vests, baggy high-waisted pants, and a pearl necklace in 2019, which prompted Jacob Gallagher of the Wall Street Journal to call him the popularizer of the manly pearl necklace. In 2013, he even won the British Style Award at the Fashion Awards. He was ranked first and fifth in 2016 and 2017, respectively, on British Vogue's The 50th Fit Boys list. He was also voted the sexiest male in pop for 3 consecutive years between 2016 and 2018 in a poll by British radio network Kappa. In 2018, Styles was voted fourth on British GQ's list of 50 best dressed men, in which fashion designer Michael Kors deemed him the most embodiment of British rock and style, edgy, flamboyant, and worn with unapologetic swagger. Journalist Anna Wintour chose Styles to be the co-chair at the 2019 Met Gala along Lady Gaga with Serena Williams, which preceded the art exhibit Camp Notes on Fashion. In 2020, he became the first man to appear solo on the cover of Vogue for his December issue. From November 2011 to January 2012, Styles dated the late television presenter Caroline Flack. Their relationship stirred controversy as she was 14 years his senior. He briefly dated American songwriter and singer Taylor Swift later in 2012, leading to fan and media speculation about them writing songs about each other after their breakup. From 2017 to 2018, he was in a relationship with Camille Rowe, who heavily inspired his 2019 album, Fine Line. Styles' sexuality has been a long subject of speculation, mainly because fans shipped him with Louis back in the days. And they still do as well, because Harry and Louis were kinda involved in the episode of HBO series Euphoria. Anyway, when asked in a GQ interview in 2013 where he was bisexual, he responded, "I'm pretty sure I'm not." In 2017, he said he did not feel a need to label his sexuality, adding that being in a creative field, it's important to be progressive and everyone should just be who they want to be. When asked in December 2019 about his flamboyant image use of LGBTQ aesthetics and sexual ambiguity, he said, "Am I sprinkling nuggets of sexual ambiguity to try and be more interesting? No. In terms of how I want to dress and what the album sleeve is going to be, I tend to make decisions in terms of collaborators and who want to work with. And I want things to look a certain way. Not because it makes me look gay or it makes me look straight or it makes me look bisexual, because I think it's cool. More than that, I don't know. I just think sexually something that's fun, honestly. I can't say I've given it any more thought than that." In May 2019, he was named second on the Sunday Times Rich List of Musicians in the UK under 30 with an estimated net worth of £58 million. $58 million. Because pounds is UK money type. Having previously featured third on the previous year's list with an estimated net worth of £50 million, he maintained his position in second place on the list in 2020 with an estimated net worth of £63 million. In 2013, Liam Payne, along with Styles, became ambassadors for the Cancer Charity Trek Stop and raised more than $800,000 through the online fundraising platform Prizo. In 2014, he endorsed actress Emma Watson's He for She Gender Equality campaign. In 2015, he sponsored War Wars in India via Job for Job in support of Black Wars World War Day campaign. The following year, he donated his hair to Little Princess Trust, a UK charity with supplies and funds wigs made of real hair to children who have hair loss as a result of illnesses. In May 2017, to celebrate the release of his debut album, he played intimate shows at the Garage in London and at Troubadour in Los Angeles while proceeds benefiting charities. That October, he performed alongside other artists at CBS's Radio We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl for breast cancer awareness. His first tour raised $1.2 million in charity donations from ticket sales, Lab Nation's contributions, and GL Sin's Pride campaign towards 62 charities around the world. It also promoted water conservation via recycling and reducing plastic water bottle usage. Styles has received scrutiny for not addressing issues and being lukewarm in political stances. In a 2017 interview in France, when asked about his view on the Brexit, he said, "I don't really comment on politics. I think anything that brings people together is better than things that pull people apart." Adding that equality doesn't feel like politics to him, but feels more fundamental. In May 2017, he was asked why issues like Brexit, Black Lives Matter, and Donald Trump's presidency and the socio-political unrest have impacted his music. He said that song "Sign of the Time" is looking at several different things and just the state of the world at the moment. And it's very easy to feel incredibly sad about a lot of things. It's also nice sometimes to remember that while there's a lot of bad stuff, there's also a lot of amazing people doing amazing things in the world. In an interview with The Times, Styles said he is probably going to vote for whoever is against the Brexit. And while he is not educated enough on the subject to really go toe-to-toe with someone about it, he thinks it symbolizes the opposite of the world I would like to be in. "I think the world should be more about being together and being better together and joining together. And I think it's the opposite of that." In November 2017, he was criticized for ignoring Black Lives Matter signs for fans at his concert and not showing support for the movement and the black fans, and later making non-committal or bare minimum gestures viewed as damage control. He later acknowledged, race at a concert by saying, "If you are black, if you are white, I love you all," receiving mixed responses for not addressing the problem at hand and not acknowledging the racial oppression black people face. Styles has shown support for the LGBT community by waving the rainbow flag on stage, wearing LGBT-themed clothing, and supporting LGBT fans in concert. In 2018, his online store sold more shirts with the slogan "Treat People with Kindness" in the rainbow print for Pride Month, with profits benefiting GLSEN. That year, Styles also tweeted support of the March for Our Lives petition and added Black Lives Matter and End Gun Violence stickers to his guitar. In December 2019, in response for not using his influence more to support specific causes, Styles stated, "Because of dilution, because I prefer when I say something for people to think I mean it. To be honest, I'm still searching for that one thing, you know, something I could really stand up for and get behind and be like, this is my life fight. There's a power to doing the one thing. You want your whole weight behind it." In the light of the killing of George Floyd in May 2020, Styles posted support for the Black Lives Matter movement, encouraging fans to share and donate support. He attended a Los Angeles Black Lives Matter protest the following month. Despite being a British citizen, he endorsed Joe Biden in the 2020 United States presidential election, which is actually good. That is very good of him. Treat People with Kindness, also abbreviated to TPWK, is a slogan used by Styles to promote his messages of love, acceptance, and kindness to people. Styles started using the slogan on his debut concert tour in 2017, on a badge on his guitar, and on tour merchandise, including a pair of t-shirts sold to raise funds for GLSEN. In an interview in December 2019, he said, "It was a pin I had on my guitar set, and we made t-shirts for it. Then I saw a lot of t-shirts around. I'd be driving or something and see someone in one, and so I feel like, oh, this is a bit of a thing." This gave Styles the idea of writing a song to go with the song entitled "Treat People with Kindness," which is the penultimate track on his second studio album. In October 2019, teaser posters include the phrase "Do you know who you are?" and the acronym TPWK were spotted in London, Tokyo, Los Angeles, New York, and Australia, which fans were able to connect to Styles and his new album release due to the reference to his "Treat People with Kindness" motto. At the same time, to mark World Mental Health Day, he launched a website bot titled "Do You Know Who You Are?" that gives users positive randomized messages using words such as "bright," "determined," "loving," and "wonderful," and ended with TPWK, "love H." So yeah, he's already making history and music all around the world. Let's just say he's a force that is unstoppable. And we all know that we won't be seeing the last of Styles very soon. Alright guys, that's it for this week's episode. I'm telling y'all, Harry Styles is really making history with a good singing career and acting career. He's a force to be reckoned with, and I just loved him for his outstanding personality. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and Harry Styles fans, if you listen to this episode, I love you all. Just remember to treat people with kindness, like Harry Styles has said. Anyway, that's it, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. I love you guys. Thank you.